guest of the day, Mix 94.7 KMCH 809, just about 10 after the hour. And a good Tuesday to you. Of course, we got Easter coming up here in a couple of weekends, and we've got 722 members of the Lindsay Creek Helping Hands with us here this morning. No, we've got a select few with us. You were nominated to be the spokesman, so you get to go first. Introduce yourself.
We are the Lindsay Creek Helping Hands.
No. I want to know who you are. Oh. Don't go into the script yet. Tell me who you are.
My name is Kara Bertling, and I am from Worthington, Iowa.
All right. And you?
I'm Anna Bertling, and I'm from Worthington, Iowa.
How long have you guys known each other?
We're sisters.
Okay, gotcha. So a long time. And then this gentleman right here.
Jared Gerst, and I'm from Delhi, Iowa.
And so you're not related to these two?
Nope.
Okay, you had to walk here. They drove, right? Is that how this worked?
Well, I...
Okay. Oh, you had a vehicle that brought you.
I didn't drove.
Okay. Now let's talk about why you guys are here.
We are here for the Easter egg hunt at the Penn Center.
Gotcha. And when is that going on?
It's going on a Saturday, April 1st.
Gotcha. So April 1st. Where is the Penn Center, by the way? What town will I find the Penn Center?
It's in Delhi, right outside of Delhi. And it's at 2237
245th
Street.
Okay. Gotcha. So this is going on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. So make your plans, not next Saturday, but this Saturday coming up in just a few days.
Mm-hmm.
What does it cost to go to this thing, guys?
No cost.
What? Come on now. You let people in for free, then you charge them to get out, or is it free all the way?
Free all the way.
Free all the way.
We don't get paid for this.
You don't get paid. Kind of like this show. All right. Let's talk about your favorite parts about not only this event, because this has got to be a fun event. You guys have done this since, what, the 1700s, right? This goes all the way back to that?
No.
Not quite that long.
Back when Easter eggs were square, right? Before they rounded them? Well, let's talk about this event a little bit. Why do you guys do it every year? It's got to be a good feeling to see that many people come out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then are there good prizes and candy stuck in the eggs and everything too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. what's some of the top stuff? Like if I go, will I find a Kit Kat buried in one of these eggs?
I don't know if we have Kit Kats this year.
We have Fruities, don't we?
We have lots of
have time between now and Saturday to go buy me a bag of Kit Kats and hide them in some specialized eggs. You know, there's some days yet. What's your favorite part about being in 4-H?
We get to see friends, and we get to participate in the fair every year.
Yeah.
And show stuff.
Yeah. Same question for you. You can't copy any of her answers.
I like showing in the fair.
No, you copy her answer. What about you?
I like doing the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. And then this is going to happen rain or shine, right? Or is there like a backup date if there's rain? Or you just get wet Easter eggs?
If there's rain, we'll have the eggs in a bag, and
okay.
People can come pick them up and do them at home.
Gotcha. So before we let you guys, you realize the longer you're here, the less you have to go to school and do stuff today, right? You know, we could make this take an hour if you want.
I mean, if I don't have to say anything.
Remind everybody when and where this is again. It is Saturday, but what time and where do we need to be?
April 1st.
Yep, so the 1st of April. No April Fool's joke here.
No, it's
this is legit. This is real.
Yes.
Yeah. And where is it going to be?
Penn Center in Delhi, Iowa.
And it's 245th something, right? 245th Berg
Street.
Street. Okay. Gotcha. And then what time?
2237.
2237.
Yeah.
245th Street. And then what time do I need to show up to be there?
10 to 8. Games and activities are from 10 to 11:15.
Okay, gotcha. And then, well, hang on a second. Games, what kind of games you guys playing?
What games are we doing?
We have, you put an egg on a spoon and you go around a track.
Oh, gotcha.
You throw bean bags through a bunny rabbit's mouth.
Okay, like a bag toss and everything.
Yeah.
Now, are the eggs that are going to be on a spoon, are they going to be hard-boiled, or if you drop them, splat and make a mess?
I think they're Easter eggs.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. You should just put one dud one in there that's just, you know, not cooked. And then just be a surprise to everybody. Final question. Anything else you guys want to add? Anybody you want to say hi to? Because you're on the radio. Everybody's listening to you right now. The airwaves are yours. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Hi, Noah.
What about you? No?
No.
No? She took Noah. You were going to say Noah, weren't you? Yeah. What about you?
No, thanks.
Okay. All right. We'll be there Saturday at the Penn Center. Good luck, guys. I always love it when you guys stop in. We're going to get a picture of you, too, if that's all right. We're going to put you on the website and make you internet famous, too, okay? All right. We'll work out the details with your agents and your booking agents off the air, and we'll make sure you get paid accordingly and all that stuff. But thank you, guys. How many people are in Lindsay Creek Helping Hands, by the way? Give me a rough number. Give me a guess.
10?
10. 5? 15. Okay. Either she was calling to go for fourth down, or she was giving you numbers. I wasn't sure. So thank you, guys. Happy early Easter to you, and we want to send a ton of people your way this Saturday, all right? And Tim Vick said he'll come dress up as the Easter Bunny. He's waiting out there in the lobby. You go ask him when you leave this studio. Said he will volunteer to dress up as the Easter Bunny for you this Saturday. He's going to pretend like he has no idea what we're talking about. He's just playing hard to get, okay? Thanks, guys, for coming in. Again, you'll see their smiling faces and all the details on the big Easter egg hunt Saturday morning up at the Penn Center. And we're proud to bring it to you here on KMCH.